let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
All right. I did text this in our group chat yesterday. We do have a Diana Rossini and Mike Vrabel update.
I think we need... This one feels like there's not much left that we can squeeze out of this, so this feels like we're getting closer to closure.
You think that.
Well,
but every time
I'm hoping
we say
that.
You've said this three times now, and something crazy happens every single
week. I feel like
week.
There's only one other direction this can go. I have no idea what this new update is, but I'm going to stay.
So you're staying? Or I'm swiping. I've had enough.
Frank.
Parker.
You know what to play. We're staying.
All right, we have two updates. One small, one big. Mike Vrabel's wife was seen and photographed still wearing her wedding ring.
Okay.
Good news for Mike.
Yes.
Here's the fun update. Is people have looked into Diana Rossini's Spotify history.
Oh my.
And they found an interesting playlist that she created.
Oh, no.
Called Turning the Page.
Oh.
Wow. Is this just recently?
I'm getting to it.
All right.
That she shared with one user named Mike on December 19th of 2022, which just so happens to coincide with a four-game Titans losing streak when Mike Vrabel was the head coach of the Titans.
Wow.
So she shared this playlist with him.
Wow.
So the big question. Anybody want to know any of the songs?
Yeah,
come on
now.
I thought you paused like you had some music drop or something.
So it's all over the place, and this is my only thing where I'm like, really? Did she share this with Mike Vrabel?
Okay.
So we have some things that I think would go with Mike Vrabel. There's Renegade by Styx. There's Dance the Night Away by Van Halen. Welcome to the Jungle, Guns N' Roses. Last Resort, Papa Roach. But then there's Cuff It and Break My Soul by Beyonce from the Renaissance album. Big Energy by Lotto. House Party by Sam Hunt.
Wow.
All over the Raise
place.
Your Glass by Pink. It's Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's all over the place. But who else could she have shared this with? Now, knowing what we know now.
Her son, her future son, Mike, who was named.
He was one at the time.
Well.
Wow.
Maybe those were
during
his conception.
Songs
they played during his alleged conception. I don't know.
Do you think
you guys totally have made Spotify playlists for friends and
I have never
with them?
I do. I share mine. I have my own, and I'll share stuff off of mine. I haven't made them specifically for anybody. Do you think that he, like, I know she stepped down from her role, and I know in the football world, things are a lot different, but do you think this is going to die down, or is this going to carry into the season with the Patriots?
If the Patriots win, it's not going to matter.
Okay.
On the football side, none of this matters. And I think that's very important to point out.
Agreed.
On the football side, nobody cares. If you're looking at it as a football fan, my team went to the Super Bowl. I don't care.
Sure. All
right. He's got to figure this out. And the reports coming from the inside the building is he hasn't really been the same. And everybody's worried that psychologically he's not well. So everybody on the football side of things, just wants him to get back to being Mike Vrabel.
Sure.
Can we move on from this story? I am bored with it. Let's go to
story number two. This is like
because
the greatest gift we've ever gotten.
Soap opera
of
real world.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Pass.
We have a White Lotus casting update.
Didn't we do a White Lotus? Didn't we find out that the Helena Bonham Carter was out the other day?
We have a follow-up update.
All right, I'll stay.
I think that we have to stay.
It's a quick one. So the other day we talked, like Brian said, we talked about HBC leaving the new season of The White Lotus because her character, quote, didn't work. Well, it's only been a few days, and now Laura Dern has been cast to replace her.
Really?
It's important to note, Dern is not playing the same character as Helena Bonham Carter was. That role has been completely scrapped, and the new one is being crafted mid-production.
Wow, that's a sign of a disaster waiting to happen.
Now, Laura Dern, this is an HBO show. Laura Dern has been on many HBO series, so people are saying this is probably a safe pick from the production standpoint. They said, get Laura in here. She's worked with us before. She's worked with Mike White before. If we put her on, we can work her character as we shoot.
Yeah.
So there's your update.
Interesting.
All right, good.
All right.
Number three.
Kid Rock and Pete Hegseth have teamed up again.
Oh,
man.
Stay.
Parker, we need like ball with the ball, just like on standby. Everyone's favorite duo have teamed up again, this time for advertising purposes.
Like Batman and Robin.
Truly. Pete Hegseth and your tax dollars have provided Kid Rock with a ride in the gunner seat of an Apache helicopter. But don't worry, a camera crew was on site to presumably film an ad for Kid Rock's upcoming Freedom 250 tour. And a Pentagon spokesperson made sure to reach out and say that Kid Rock has pledged 1,000 free tickets to service members at each show.
Wow.